Hey, everybody, we are back. You are listening to The Soul on ntradio.net, here coming to you from the big sky country of Billings, Montana. I am your psychic medium host, Danielle Agnew. This is my fantastic co-host, Roy Pack. How you doing, Roy?
Pretty good. How's everybody doing out there tonight?
I hope they're doing good.
Yeah, they are, even if they don't realize it. You're right where you need to be, people. Even though you don't like it sometimes, even though you do like it sometimes, you're right where you need to be.
That's exactly right. And as we discussed last week, that's okay.
That is totally okay. That is completely okay. Hey, and I want to send a shout out to Brian that called in a while ago. He touched on something that was near and dear to my heart. And my grad studies were all about workplace quality of life. And
wow.
That is a big thing these days, is workplace quality of life, because it improves productivity. People are happier when they go home at night. Their families are happier, everything. So, yeah, he hit on a subject that's near and dear to me.
Wow.
So thanks, Brian.
Get right on. I know. It actually made me think of you, because you and I have had numerous conversations when we were running the record label. We still are, when it was doing a lot more live event promotion as opposed to media promotion, which is currently what it's doing. I found it very interesting that as we were working with staff and people, I would hear stories about, oh my God, I got off my day job and come to this job, and they were getting paid pretty well to do what they were doing for us. And to hear about so-and-so was yelled at by this boss, or so-and-so was degraded or treated like this by this boss. And I've worked in entertainment for so long and have been my own boss for quite a number of years, and that it was alarming to be brought back to the attention of the fact that so many people are bullied and so mistreated in the workplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it all comes down to, even the bullying, it's a form of communication, what the person's trying to communicate. And how I want to throw this out there, too, how a person reacts to that and how they feel about that is within their power. It's something they can control. The individual on the receiving end of good things, bad things, whatever it is, whatever they're on the receiving end of, really, you do have the power to feel about that however you want to feel about it. You can feel sad. You can feel hurt. I don't like to use the term anger, because that's secondary. It's always, it's really frustration. It's hurt. It's grieving. It's all kinds of things behind it that cause the anger. Or you can feel happy about it. You can, those are all choices in how you feel. And it's really being in charge of your emotions. You got me thinking about some things when you were talking about the show.
Fantastic.
On how, what's going on with the Mercury retrograde, the chaos that it creates for some people, how they react to it. And I'm going to throw one out, a couple of things that I ran across on Facebook. And as we know, Facebook, you put it up there, it's out there for the world to see. So, Miss Tammy, I hope you don't mind. I am reading your post and a couple of the comments from that, and the comment that I made on it. And the post was real simple, three words: I give up. Okay. And I read that post and immediately I thought about it different than what most people do. The first person that posted, their post is gone. They deleted it after I made mine. I think they were ashamed of themselves.
Wah, wah.
And, you know, the rest of them were like, don't give up. I'm giving up too, you know, all that kind of stuff. Not an option. Everything else is about, you know, keep pushing ahead. Don't give up, all that kind of stuff. My comment was, awesome. Now you can start out and create it just how you want it.
I loved that, by the way. I did read that and I thought it was extraordinary.
You know, that was my approach to these types of things that are going on. I had another one that popped up that a friend of mine put up, that she's like, I've wandered off my path. And immediately the first person that commented was, well, make a turn and get back on it. My comment was, great. See where it goes. Someplace new and exciting.
Yes. Yes. Step back and watch what the universe is trying to do. And I got that quote from you.
Exactly. Step back and watch what it's trying to do. There's a really great movie that I like called Sir, No Sir. And it's about the Vietnam War. And one of the guys that was in, if anybody knows about the Presidio 10, there was a big riot there. And because one individual was shot, this was at the peak of the Vietnam War. People were protesting against the war. The military was protesting against the war. The guys in the military were. But they had staged a sit-in outside of the Presidio stockade. And I kind of keep tabs on that, because that's where I was stationed as an MP, was there at the Presidio. And the guy made the comment, he's like, you know, the company commander come out and read us the Mutiny Act, and we're looking at life or a death penalty, firing squad for this mutiny, because we refused to get up. And the comment he had on that was, We didn't know where we were going. We didn't know what was going to happen, but we knew what we were doing, and that's a very free place to be.
Wow. And we knew what we were doing, and that's a very free place to be.
Exactly. We knew right where we were at that minute and what we were doing. We didn't worry or know about what was going to happen. They told us that, you know, when a company commander came out and read the Mutiny Act on them.
Wow.
And they knew what the possibilities were. You know what? They didn't care.
Because they were acting, and that's where they were comfortable.
They knew what they were doing right then, and that was the important part right then, and the freedom in that.
So you are making this recognition, talking about they knew what they were doing right then, and it was freeing.
Yeah.
And I, again, Rebecca, my fiance, we were talking last night, and there were some things that came up for her. She posted it on Facebook today. Talk about, if you post it on Facebook, it's free game, man.
It's free game.
And she was talking about some obstacles that she had run into, and she handled them differently, and how empowering it was in that moment, because that just opened up an entirely free and open new way of being that was not controlled by behaviors from the past. And that's exactly what you said. I don't know where I'm going, but I'm here now, and I like where I'm at right now.
Yeah, and I know what I'm doing right now. You know, in listening to the first half of the show, your part on Sight Unseen, and listening to that, and there was a lot of things I was thinking about, and I had this wonderful discussion with my son today, and he's actually getting ready to graduate with his master's in psych, and finally, this year, he gets what I've been saying.
That's fantastic.
We had this great conversation for like 2 hours on the phone this morning, and it made me think your show and what him and I were talking about, and the systems and systems theory and psychology and where that started out, where it's came from, and chaos. Now, chaos theory, and we're actually blessed that, you know, one of the foremost authorities on chaos theory is right here in Billings, Dr. Michael Boots. A wonderful guy. If you ever get a chance to talk to him or anything, he's got, you know, he has his private practice here and he writes. But his first book, his dissertation, was on chaos theory and family systems.
Wow.
Now, to put this in perspective, in layman's terms, how this actually works, there is what's called a peak point of chaos. And breaking through that peak point of chaos, when you come out the other side, things are different. And to really put it into perspective, I love using metaphors and stories. When they first broke the sound barrier, the X-1, several guys had tried to fly this plane, and they would get to a point to where it felt like it was going to fly apart on them, and they would back off on the throttle. The plane would disintegrate. They're dead. This had happened several times, trying to break the sound barrier. Finally, this one guy gets up there. Everybody's down on the ground. They're watching the plane. It goes out of sight, and he starts radioing in saying, it's breaking up. You know, the stick's really heavy. I can't handle this. The whole thing's vibrating. And instead of doing what everybody else before him had done, which is back off on the throttle, he said, go for broke. I'm dying either way. And he gave it full throttle.
Oh, that's awesome.
He gave it full throttle.
Yeah.
Everybody on the ground heard this loud boom, and they thought, we lost another one. About 5 minutes later, he comes over the radio and he's like, this is amazing. It's silent. There's no sound. I'm flying freer and, you know, smoother than I've ever flown anything before. It's beautiful. And he was just, ecstatic about how it was. And so once you break through that peak point of chaos, the functioning on the other side is at a higher level, and it's more efficient and it's calmer. But what people get into is they come up to that point of chaos and they bump it and they go, oh my God. And they back off. They pull the throttle.
That's right.
They pull, and then they come up to it again and they pull the throttle back. And this is why in families, you'll have them going through these crises over and over and over again, fights over and over again, things at jobs, like he was talking about with the jobs.
Sure.
People will get in them jobs over and over and over again and not push through the chaos.
Right.
And there's a way to push through it, and it's different for every situation. But once you push through the chaos, even if it means the family breaking apart, the job being lost or something like that, you're going to, as an individual, move on to a higher, more efficient level of functioning.
Yes, that's true.
Now, hopefully you don't lose the job. The job becomes better. Hopefully you don't lose the family. The family becomes better. Everybody else comes along for the ride. You know, they may have been sitting on the ground and heard the boom and went, oh my God, this is all self-destructed. No, you can turn around and say, really, it's not. This is beautiful.
Well, absolutely. And it's silent. Yeah. And I love that.
Yeah.
It's silent. There's no more drag.
Yeah. So it's pushing through that peak point of chaos. and getting out the other side of it. That's what's really trying to happen here with this Mercury retrograde. We've been given an opportunity to push through some chaos, and if we just push through it and come out the other side, there's a higher level of functioning.
Much higher. And I love this analogy.
It's challenging. It's gotten easier for me. Yesterday, I was coming back from Wyoming and had two flats in my vehicle. And I was coming back to pick up another car, and it was a Saab. And the day before, my boss had given me a hard time because everybody that guides rafts and skis and everything, and that's kind of who I run around with a lot, has a Saab at some point in time in their life.
Oh, of course.
And he starts giving me all this grief about, you know, I don't want to hear any Saab stories or anything else. Yeah. At 1 o'clock, I call him up and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to make it out to work on your roof today. I've had a flat tire and then another, and we had the whole Saab story.
That's awesome. Hey, caller, thank you so much for calling in. You're on The Soul with Danielle and Roy. Where are you calling from and what's your name?
Hello, this is Tammy from Georgia. Hello, Roy and Danielle.
Hi, Tammy from Georgia.
Hey. Hello, Tammy.
Yes.
Oh,
real
quick.
I've been listening to you guys. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Roy.
Oh, I was just going to say real quick, like the story I was telling in the end, we were rolling laughing. That was the best part of it. It was the laughing.
You have to roll laughing.
I'm going to bring you back in on laughing. Go for it.
That's right. So you were listening to us, Tammy, and what were your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I was listening to the other show and I was listening to this one. I didn't want to interrupt you guys, but I know I've worked with you for a few weeks and I've noticed a couple of, you know, changes in a positive direction. You were saying about making subtle change or, you know, taking a different path or doing something different.
Absolutely.
And I can't explain it because it's like for years I've had roadblocks with certain things. And I mean, here we are, supposedly in retrograde, however you say that.
Mercury, got it. That's all right.
Mercury
retrograde.
But anyway, so, yeah, a couple of positive things. It's like, for example, I was having, you know, some issues with my husband and all of a sudden it was like, you know, I found out something about him and money-wise, and then he ended up coming through for me when I confronted him about it, and then he paid off something for me. And it doesn't sound like a big deal, but it is because it represents something a lot bigger.
That's right.
You know, the communication and, you know, helping each other and, you know, I don't know. It's hard to explain. And then the second thing was I have been wanting, I know it sounds kind of petty and maybe superficial, but these are really big issues because they do overall encompass something different. But another one was that I had been wanting a new sofa set, like a living room set, and for a couple of years, and then all of a sudden it was like, bam, you know, it happened, and now I'm going to get it Friday. So it's like,
this is
it sounds
terrific.
Silly.
No, it's not silly, Tammy. I'm going to ask you.
Those are a couple of changes. Because you and I have worked on that, because I was talking to you about those concerns, you know, as silly as they are, but it's almost like the energetics, you know, with having the same thing for 16 to 18 years and not making a change.
Right.
It's almost like we needed that.
Well, and
you know,
that's exactly true.
It's not about a couch.
No, it's not just about the couch. And I am so happy for you. And I'm so proud of you for making the change. And you don't have to tell us what the change was, but obviously there was you must have changed your behavior in some way. Something had to change to get the 18-year-old sofa set out the house. Congratulations.
I don't know. I can't explain it, but I know I've worked with you and I've been calmer and she's given me health advice and stuff to eat and drink. And I remember I was feeling really sick and I was aching all over and you told me to drink more vitamin C and you recommended some particular, I think it was Odwalla drink.
Yeah, they gave me an Odwalla drink
for
you.
And it's funny because the Odwalla, I thought you meant like an herb of some sort. And then I was at the cafeteria at work and I go, oh, that's his Odwalla. Odwalla, that's it. That's what Danielle meant.
That's awesome. And it was
and
present.
And I sold the vitamin C drink and I was like, oh. And so I started drinking a bunch of those. And it was weird because it was just like I was inflamed all over. I was sore and achy. And after drinking all these healthy drinks, and then I noticed a complete change. So those little subtle changes, you know, and things. And then also there was the issue with the the work thing. That's so funny.
Sure.
A work thing at the hospital. And I had wanted to change jobs. And I was pushing and pushing and getting nowhere. And this seemed like this door was there and that. And, you know, I was going, Danielle, why can't I, you know, change what? And now I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, you know, I keep getting blocked. I'm just going to accept this because now, you know, with all the viruses and the Ebola and everything, I'm thinking maybe perhaps part-time is not so bad. And that maybe, I know it sounds weird, but I was thinking maybe there's a reason why I'm not accepting a full-time position in a different area, because maybe I need to be part-time, because I'm kind of looking at maybe I need to take a hiatus from work and just stay back for a year if it got bad, because with the way things are going, I just don't know how things are going to be.
Hey, Tammy, I got a question for you, if that's okay. When you first started out, you mentioned, you know, kind of how things are going and some confrontation there and a little bit of chaos and stuff. Yes. And it sounds like you did just that. You pushed through it. How, when you look in the mirror, how do you see your level of functioning now? What's your world like now after going through that chaos and actually confronting it and pushing through the other side? What'd that do to your world?
Well, it seems like my husband and I are communicating better and he's more loving, but I hope that's not an illusion. I hope it's true, but I mean, I don't know.
You know, you are, I love this question that Roy asked you.
I wanted to compliment Daniel. What?
No, you go ahead.
Go ahead, Daniel.
You go ahead.
No, I was just saying I wanted to compliment you because these were things that I've been, you know, basically blocked or banging my head against. And then I just decided, you know, these two things happened, you know, the couch, my husband paying off. He was sharing his money. In other words, because you and I were having, you know, I was conversing with you about financial situation, and he made the higher income, and geez, I wish he would be more, you know, free with that and not block me from his finances. And then he ended up coming through, and so I was just, and then all of a sudden he agreed to get furniture, and it's just like bam, bam, bam. And then the job thing that hasn't opened up yet, but then I was thinking, well, maybe that's a good thing. You
well,
know,
and what they're showing me here for you, and thank you, by the way. Thank you for those gracious compliments. Always remember,
well,
you're the
true
one. Well, thank you. You always remember, you're the one who did all the hard work. So congratulations on you for making those changes.
I swear, I felt like it's almost like after one time that we worked together and I was telling you about the situation money-wise.
Yes.
And for some reason, I took a nap. I woke up. I called my husband, and I told him the situation. And it was like almost like I just felt like you were talking through me. It was weird.
Well, that's cool, though.
It's like, yeah, it's maybe because you just gave me strength to do that, to stand up for myself and to say, hey, you know, let's do this. You know, I honestly, as many times as I've asked, because they say, well, you have to ask for what you want.
Yes.
You know, I keep asking, and it's like block, block, roadblock, you know, nothing's changing, nothing's happening. And I'm like, please let something happen. You know, let some changes happen, because that change begets another change, begets another change, you know.
That's exactly it. And you made changes.
I've got something for you, Tammy, that I just picked up on, and most people wouldn't catch this, but being a Virgo, the details.
Small details.
But it's one little thing, you know, I don't know how long you've been following the show, but we had a lot of discussion in a couple of shows about our words and how those words affect us. And there was one word that you used, and you were describing that change, and you made the comment, you know, my husband's this way and this way, and then you said, but. And I want to talk to you about that word, but, and a change in your vocabulary that will really change some of the ways you see things. That word, but, can always be replaced with the word, and. Now, I'm going to give you an example, and this is just a pat one that I use, has nothing to do with you or anybody else, but it's one that really drives the point home. In working with couples, parents, kids, things like that over the years, here's a sentence I would hear quite often. I love you, but when you do this, that word but just negated the fact that they love the person. It just negated it. Anything that happens in the sentence before that word but, the way you react to it is it's negated. Mm-hmm. But if you change it, now listen to this. I love you, and when you do this, see how that sounds different?
It does.
That's
a psychologist or
he's a psych major. He is the psych major. I get to be the psychic. He gets to be the psych major.
Yeah, I'm not a psychologist, and I don't practice. My realm is in consultation and life coaching is what I work with. I owned a community mental health center for many, many years, and just I've chosen not to go down the path to be a therapist. Prefer to do more of the life coaching and things like that. It gives me a little bit more freedom. But this is just a basic communication skill that, you know, people like life coaches and facilitators help teach. And it's just a semantical change of that word, but, and how the sentence is structured and what it means. And that meaning will come back to you as well. So that'd just be a suggestion. I never give advice because I don't want to be guilty of giving bad advice and hurting someone,
for crying out loud,
or giving them good advice and they don't follow it, and then they're a jerk. So I just make suggestions, and you can take it or leave it any way you want. And I reserve the right to be wrong. And I reserve the right to be wrong. And yes,
you know, Tammy,
it's just a thought, something to think about.
And what Roy is so eloquent at. I've known Roy for many, many years. And the eloquence here, the spiritual physics of translation of from but to and is, again, one is a door and the other one is a bridge. And what I'm looking at for you right now is wonderful advice, Roy. I know you don't like the word advice. Wonderful comment, Roy.
Shame on you.
Well, it is advice. Come on. So, you know, Tammy, I think what's outstanding here is, without, of course, erring on the air, which you've gone through, I love the fact that you're calling with these stories, because people need to know that if they make one small change, huge changes come out of that one tiny change. And again, I'm thank you so much for your kind words about the work that I've done with you. I do love the fact that you're the one who did the work, though. And that's that day to day. You're the one who put it into play. You're the one who made those hard choices to push through and change something. And with this, with the new living.
And I didn't believe you. I kept working. You were saying you could do this and this to change this. And I'm like, no, I can't.
And at some point, and this is what the angel who walks with your life path is telling me, you said, wait a minute, I'm tired of saying I can't. Why not try? Why not go ahead and do this? And you did. And that's awesome. I mean, and you're going to keep doing it.
Yeah, it just seems like the timing was right or something. And, you know, I mean, maybe this was toward the end or toward the beginning of, I won't say Metro, but Mercury retrograde.
Mercury retrograde. You can call it Metro retrograde, because I tell you, if you live in a big city during a Mercury retrograde, it's even worse. So it gets real crazy.
I live close to the big city, but not directly in the big city.
Well, and they do want you to know this with a new furniture set.
I said the butt word, and
there you go. Good job. Way to go. Yeah. See, little changes.
Now the little changes, though, are going to get easier to make. Like that, using the word and instead of but, and catching yourself. And pretty soon it's going to be just second nature. That's what you're going to do. And it's going to change the way you see things and think about it. But the more you work on stuff like what Danielle's been working with you on, and you get past the big ones, down the road a year from now, you're going to have worked on a whole bunch of smaller things, like the word button, and it's a small thing that's going to make a big change. There's a lot of other things like that that you're going to work on that are small things, but now you're free to acknowledge them and take a look at them, and they're going to be easier. And a year from now, you're going to look back in that, you're going to be like, that big thing that I had to get through, you know, that really wasn't that big a deal. Why did I suffer with it? Why did I hold on to it for so long? And you go, that's okay. I'm where I'm at now.
And
with the job, Danielle, that I've decided, instead of trying to push, put my application out to change, I just decided maybe it's not timed correctly, or, you know, with the situation, because I am a medical person in a medical field, I thought, you know, with the situation at hand, maybe it's just not meant for me to be right now, and just to adjust to what I have right now and just be thankful and appreciative to the job that I have.
Gratitude goes a long, long way, Tammy. And you know what's fantastic about this is I'm looking at your house right now. I'm looking inside your house. I'm getting the old psychic viewpoint. It's okay.
No, it
looks way better than mine. I will not talk to you about the state of my bedroom right now. You know, when I look there, I see this, the new furniture. It too has a new vibration. That vibration is new, and it's changing the way that you guys operate in the home.
You mean you're seeing it comes Friday. So
that's
you're kind of foreseeing it.
Yes, I am.
Okay. That's what I'm feeling. I know what you're saying. You said light a candle, you know, burn some incense, do something different. It changes the energy.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know? When that comes in, it's going to change how you feel. It's going to change how the flow of the energy of the room feels.
Yeah, and just when you get that there, I mean, you're obviously, you know, what I'm saying is you're going to clear out a space for this. And for a short period of time, there's going to be an empty void there. You're going to bring this in. Yeah. You're going to put it in there, and you're going to fill up that space with something new, something good, mm-hmm. something you appreciate and you enjoy. Yeah. And it's going to be kind of a glowing little space. If you give it the mm-hmm. opportunity, that glowing will spread, and it'll spread from mm-hmm. that room into every room in the house. It'll spread to the whole
Absolutely.
Property, and you're going to start carrying
really
it with you. That's what happens.
Yes. And I hope other people will do this, too, if they can find something that they've been wanting to change or something that will bring them joy, and it's something simple. Maybe they want a new shirt or a new pair of shoes or something for themselves or for their home or any kind of change. Do it to make yourself feel better and see if it doesn't just brighten your whole life up.
Amen, you know, girl.
Even if it's something more serious, yeah.
Well, so, no, that is absolutely
true. I just had to call in and compliment you and tell you that things changed, and I can't explain why, but they did, and I did work with you, and you did give me advice, and I accepted it, and I took it, and I worked with it, and I don't know how I got the strength to do it or what made the change, but it happened, so there you go.
Oh, Tammy, well, bless your heart. Thank you so much for calling with those kind words, and I am mm-hmm. so excited for you, and Roy is right. That new furniture mm-hmm. is going to come in. It's going to make changes. It's going to make changes. Making little changes are going to be easier. Bigger changes will even be easier. So you go have mm-hmm. a very safe, wonderful evening. Claire out there in the eastern part of the United States, we are giving you a big hug from the western part of the United States tonight.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you so much for calling, Tammy. I appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Talking about change, dynamics of change, what happens when you make little changes, they turn into big changes. Talking about the semantics of words and how those spiritual physics can change your life. And we will talk about more of that coming up next on The Soul.
At Rendell Marketing, we understand that your career and your projects are your life. We offer affordable monthly packages to drive traffic to your social media pages, boosting your Twitter followers, Facebook likes, and YouTube views in large numbers. Large numbers play a large part in getting you in front of the people who want what you have to offer. Visit us today at RenvilleMarketing.com. That's R-E-N, V as in Victor, I-L-L-E, marketing.com.
I never believed in ghosts. I always kind of wondered, oh, there's got to be some explanation, you know, until now.
Recent Gallup polls show that 90% of Americans have either experienced some paranormal activity or believe it exists.
You have to be very careful on what you're tampering with.
Their shadow passed between the boards mm-hmm. and the window. Did you see that?
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting. Available on DVD at MontgomeryHouseHaunting.com.
Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that could take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at MontgomeryHouseHaunting.com.
Hi, Danielle Agnew here. Some people call me a psychic, others a medium, but at the end of the day, I'm just a person who works with my spiritual abilities with the intention of helping people. Reputable psychics are here to help you, not to convince you that you need them. If you find yourself too dependent on consulting a psychic for answers, it's time to take a step back. No one else but you holds the power to change your life, so trust yourself. For more information on how spiritual abilities work in our everyday life, visit the facts page on my website at Danielle Agnew, EGNEW-advisor.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to The Soul here at mtradio.net. We are, of course, on every single Wednesday from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock Mountain Time. Please do your time zone math wherever you're located in the world. We have listeners all over the world, callers from all over the United States tonight. Absolutely loving that. I am Danielle Agnew, your psychic medium, our psych major, and very intuitive guy, but we don't like to let that out of the box, is my co-host, Mr. Roy Pack, talking about little tiny changes that you make and how do you avoid chaos? How do you push through chaos? Don't avoid it. Push through it. Break the sound barrier with it. How do you get past it? Don't forget our call-in studio line is 406-545-4496, option one. Again, if you would like to call in and join our discussion, that is 406-545-4496, option one.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Do you ever breathe? She did that in one breath, people.
Well, thank you for noticing. I am a singer. I appreciate that. That's some diaphragm control right there. Man, I tell you what, it's ironic that the gifts and strengths you build in your life that you use later and you'd never think twice about.
Mm-hmm.
And commending our caller, Tammy, for calling in from Georgia.
Yep.
About this wonderful work. And I have worked with Tammy and she's a wonderful lady and she did the hard work. I appreciate very much how many accolades she gave me. And I appreciate that. She's the person who made the changes. And that's harder than me reading any future timeline for her.
Yep. You know, one of the things that another thing I picked up on there, yeah, it's that Virgo thing again. you know, and she was describing that I kept saying, I can't do that. I can't do that. I can't do that. And anytime an individual says that, and I was very lucky, I had a mom that, you know, I grew up poor white trash and she always wanted me to be something more than that. And she always had this saying, can't, never could do a darn thing.
Can't, never could do a darn thing. That's, I mean, awesome.
It wasn't darn, but.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. We're being nice. But what that meant is that anytime I said, I can't do something, she would say that to me. And then she would say, now, how are you going to get it done? What can you do? And from as small as I can remember, I remember that. And, you know, followed by, you can do anything you set your mind to do. You can do it. But as long as you say, I can't do it, you know what? You're right. You are right. If you say, I can't do it, you are absolutely right.
Well, absolutely. You are deciding what you can and can't do. And if you say, I can't. What I find fascinating about Tammy's call and Brian's call, and of course, Brian calling from Michigan tonight, calling into the wonderful mtradio.net studios here in Billings, Montana, is that we are the product of our decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what Brian had to say, calling from Michigan, saying that, you know, when you are sitting there and giving yourself the excuse not to succeed because it's a retrograde, I'm going to shut down. Or I'm going to completely overreact and pull back on the throttle and not push through to break that chaos point into complete silence and peace. We tell ourselves, we stop ourselves. And I find it fascinating that when we do stop ourselves, we love to blame anything in other people, life, our boss, our husbands, our wives, our mom who's been dead for 25 years, whatever it is, we will find someone else. The devil made me do it, to blame for our lack of execution.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, find someone else. The other thing that I won't personally, that I will not tolerate, is someone walking up to me and saying, you can't do that. Especially when it comes to business. If someone tells me I can't do something, and it's not that I'm going to go out and do it to prove them wrong. I may look at it and go, okay, this is one time you could be right. I can do it though. I know I can. And you know what? I don't like your system. I don't like your bureaucracy. I don't like your industry. I'm going to redesign it. And you're no longer going to be a part of it when I get done. And that's exactly what I do. I totally redesign it. And I will move forward. I will create what it is I wanted to create. And if it doesn't fit within that industry or within that business or that system, I will redefine the system for itself and move that business into it and be successful with it. And the people that will not accept the new definition of it tend to disappear. And I, you know, I'm, that happened in Wyoming with the mental health center I had.
Sure.
They did not want us to be part of that system. Finally, it got so bad that they didn't want us to be part of the system that they invited me to be on the rule rewrite committee for the mental health rules. Well, that gave me the perfect opportunity to do what?
Make a change.
Change the system.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, and it's possible. It can be done. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
The thing I love about your story, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but this is important for people who don't know you to know this. Wyoming is a state with less than 400,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
You and I joke all the time. That's where you're from is obviously Wyoming.
It's a small town with really long streets.
Long streets. We joke about the family tree being a telephone pole.
Yep.
Okay. When you talk about being born or raised or whatnot, poor white trash, it is what it is. And when you come from a socioeconomically depressed place like Wyoming, and there is a Great Depression there over socio and economic both attributes, and you develop this consciousness of, you know what, I'm going to transcend this norm that is around me, and there's 600 cows and 65,000 sheep and three people, and two of the three people are really negative and saying, I'm never going to get out of anywhere. I can't. And then there's you. So the reason I find this important to tell listeners is not to put you on the spot or embarrass you over there, but to tell everybody that we have this ideal that special people somehow can make changes in their life, or you have to be this extraordinary superhuman superhero that makes the changes. And the fact of the matter is, any human being who is alive, who has the capability to process a thought, then again has the opportunity to make any change and be anyone and do anything at any time.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's, you know, there's a lot of buzz things out there about, you know, being humble to make change and stuff like that and being strong to make change and everything. And I want to throw a little bit different perspective on it. When you're weak to the point that you don't have the strength to resist the change, that's the easiest time to make the change. As long as you still have the strength to fight against the change, it's improbable. I'm not going to say impossible, but improbable that the change will happen. But the minute, and that's what giving up is saying, I'm no longer going to waste my strength on fighting this and letting the weakness come forward in that I'm out of strength. I don't have what it takes to fight this anymore, and then creating a new path. You know, there's a deal that Robert Schuller wrote once called The Possibility Thinker's Creed. When presented with a mountain, I will either find a way over, around, or I'll tunnel through it.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, that doesn't mean I have to sit there and stare at the mountain all day long, wondering what's on top or what's on the other side. I'm going to find a way around it, over it, or I'm going to tunnel through it. You know, one of the three. I don't have to let this pillar of strength sit there and keep me from going where I want to go or where I need to go, you know, which is the other side.
Well, and that's absolutely true. And back to the example of our caller, Tammy, who, of course, was at one time using language with herself, like, I can't. And what's magnificent about that is something within her. And she even said, I'm not exactly sure what it was or what I was doing, or all of a sudden I could. And what I would say spiritually from that perspective, and certainly not trying to put words in our caller's mouth here, yet any observation of the spiritual physics of that change within her, there is a resignation to trying to fight against the current all the time. And we wear out for a reason. Sometimes we have to wear out, and to enable us a blank spot, a quiet spot, the silent spot after we push through the chaos to allow, as you would say, Roy, what's trying to happen to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And this is enormously important for people to replace I can't with how about I will allow instead of I can't. If you can't author it, that's okay. Maybe it's trying to come to you from somewhere else. Allow it. I will allow. If I can't, then I will allow.
Yeah, or even maybe I don't need to. I don't need to do that.
That's right.
I don't need to be a part of it.
Like, yeah, with the full-time job, yeah, she was talking about. I don't need a full-time job.
Yep.
I will take the part-time job. I will allow the job that is right for me to come to me.
Yep, exactly. And allowing those things to come in. Getting so focused on trying to deal with one thing, though. And when there's myopic vision that happens when struggling with one thing. At least for me, it definitely does. I've seen it in other people. They'll meet this one thing out there that they're struggling with, and they get really myopic, and you know, they can't see anything outside of it or around it and see that there's another way around. There's a back door, there's a way through it, or there's even the option of turning your back and walking away and going the other direction. Maybe you weren't supposed to go that way.
Exactly. You know? Unengage.
Yeah, yeah, disengage with it. And, you know, if it's something that's, you know, it's like pushing your head against the wall. Yeah, the molecules of a wall are moving all the time. There's no such thing as a truly solid object. In theory, if you push against it and just put pressure, you should eventually be able to get through it. But we know that's not true. There's bonds between those things that hold it. That's not going to happen. So you can spend your whole life trying to push your hand through the wall and never make it happen. Or you can save your strength and put a little bit of effort into turning and going over to the door and opening up the door and walking through the door to get the other side of the wall.
Exactly. <You know>? Exactly. I mean, one could spend a great amount of time working on particle resonation and transfiguration, but seriously, you guys, go out the door.
Yeah.
That's a lot of,
yeah.
That's a lot easier. Just go out the door. That's what the door is for. Okay. That's what the window is for.
Let the quantum physicists, you know, worry about the fact that atoms aren't solid. They, you know, there's pieces of them that come into and out of existence and appear from nowhere and then disappear again. And they're totally random and they never quit moving.
That's
they're
right.
Not solid. And the atoms, you know, make up the molecules that make up the structure of whatever it is we're looking at. And it's nothing is a solid object. Nothing is really solid.
I love that.
We don't need to worry about it.
We don't. We don't. Because the bottom line is, you guys, the bottom line is when you are striving forward and you are up against an obstacle. And again, talking about retouching on the fact that we are in a Mercury retrograde. And it wasn't quite a full moon, but almost a full moon with a lunar eclipse last night. Same emotional effect as a full moon eclipse. And everyone is evaluating life choices, what they've done. And I'm finding two schools that are occurring right now, two schools of action. One, I'm going to call it the Brian and Tammy school, both our callers tonight from Michigan and Georgia. One, the school is, I am going to go with the flow. I'm going to allow what's attempting to happen to happen. I'm going to stand in the space that is given to me. Even if I think I can't, that's okay. I will allow. I will make allowances. And oh my God, look at this. Look at these wonderful things that are happening and moving forward, quote, even in a retrograde, end quote. And actually, you guys, retrogrades are phenomenal for wrapping up old lessons. And don't forget that. If you have old lessons that you're trying to conquer, this is a great time to allow those to put a nice little bow on past experiences that were negative, harmful. My fiance, Rebecca, she had an amazing transfiguration dealing with some difficult situations that she made a very conscious choice to change one thing in her behavior with a particular situation that completely changed everything for her. She woke up this morning singing in the shower and just so happy she couldn't stand it because she chose one tiny little change that has now changed everything.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting too, because people will often find themselves in a space that they're unfamiliar with or that they don't know or that they're uncomfortable with. You know, they'll leave that path that they're on and it'll feel uncomfortable and stuff. And it's kind of like the chaos theory. They'll jump back on the path. You know, like the one person that commented on the Facebook, well, make a turn and get back on the path. You know, there's a reason why Thoreau wrote about the road less traveled.
Absolutely.
And we all know what happened when he took the road less traveled.
Yes.
And it is back to, you know, he knew what he was doing, didn't know where it led, didn't know where he was going, but he knew what he was doing.
Well, absolutely.
And that's that freedom, knowing what you're doing and owning it. It's okay if things feel a little uncomfortable around you. You know, the universe isn't going to give you anything that you didn't ask for, and it's not going to give you anything that you can't handle.
That is true. And that one is tough for people. And it's been tough for me in my life. I've had some things that have come up and I'm like, you have got to be kidding me with this choice that I've made for this. However, I was making an observation yesterday, in fact, is that I have not yet been back up in Montana. I relocated my spiritual practice, moved here after 11 years in Los Angeles. I have not yet been back 1 year. And the amount of changes, and I won't bore you guys with all the changes in my life. They're all incredibly positive and awesome. And the amount of changes in that 1 year, because I changed one thing, it was a big thing, but my God, it completely just launched my life. It didn't change the direction it was going in. It edified the direction it was going in. which is amazing. And those were not easy changes to make because we all get in ruts, but it's important that we make those changes and we do push through. And as you stated earlier, sometimes you don't have a choice. Sometimes you get so tired, you can't fight the flow. And that's literally, the universe had to wear me out. Don't be me, people. Don't be stubborn Sally over here. Don't be that girl. Nobody likes that girl.
It's kind of fun watching you get spanked once in a while.
Oh, my God. I know. I remember you sitting back at Wyoming going, you know, you're moving back to Montana. That was 2 years ago. I'm like, you know what? I have things I'm supposed to be doing in L.A. And at the time, I did. But, oh, my God, really? Wow.
Tammy, she sounded just like you.
Yeah, I did. I was like, ah, I give up. And you know what's neat, though? I like the I give up point, though, because for me, that's freeing. And now I'm to the point where I don't fight so hard. I have to give up.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an amazing release. Release is the theme of this week. Really. It's funny. We're talking about our friend Tammy, who you cited on Facebook and who happens to be a Taekwondo black belt. Mm-hmm. There's nothing given up about Tammy. That's the funny part. That's the irony of her comment. We're like, what? You're a black belt.
Yeah.
So
I give up. No way. You know.
No, you don't. That's just not who you are. That's not who you are, sister. There's no way. Roy, one of the things that I have found has been very striking about this time period is the unbelievable, amazing change that's coming for people. And I really should. I got an angel back here reminding me I didn't finish my thought. That's fabulous. Thank you. Always be nagged by angelic life. So the one thought was, you have the school of the Brian and the Tammys of, you know what, I'm going to go with the flow. The other school is, I'm going to completely shut down and go into great illusion and great fear and great blame and just completely... It's like people are having to work so hard to pull the shower curtain all the way around them to lock out the rest of the world. And so much energy is going into this choice to do that. It is unbelievable for me to witness this. Most people, though, I'm happy to report, are choosing I will allow as opposed to I will shut out.
Do you know how annoying you've been this last year with that?
With what?
Roy, I see some really good things coming your way. And yeah, we won't even get into it because I don't want to say you were right. I don't want to let you say I told you so. But yeah, here I am sitting in front of a microphone and have been for several months now. And a lot of other things are happening and changing and getting ready to do some traveling and a whole bunch of other stuff. But yeah, I went through and moved back the same month.
Yes, we did.
I moved
move back.
You into your house.
Yes,
one
you
week,
did.
And 2 weeks later, I moved up here.
You did. And we were talking back on the phone. I was driving back, like, oh my God. You're like, it's okay. We'll get you moved in. And had it not been for you with that dually truck, okay, pulling two huge cubes. And just to let everybody know, I packed my house up in Los Angeles and moved it by myself.
That's a scary thing to do.
It is. Oh, okay. And I never had done it. And I had a 3-story townhome and I'm coming down. I had help packing two boxes and the rest of my entire house. I packed and took down two flights of stairs, loaded it into a cube, moved it. Took me 13 hours to do that. And I come back to Montana. I met with 6 people who want to help. And in 1 hour, everything is then loaded into my
exploded.
New house.
It just exploded and it was all of a sudden in there.
Yeah.
The interesting thing was the hardest part for me to swallow in all of that when you were telling me, and you know, I'll share my own story here because I'm by no means perfect, even though I'm a Virgo. And I'd like to think I am. I like perfection, but I'm not going to be perfect. Forget that. It's too much of a challenge. I'm dilly gaff.
Right on. Dilly gaff. Amen. Yep.
Is the thing that was holding me back was I was believing lies that other people and that a system was telling me of, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, and you have to complete these things before you're allowed to go have a life. And finally I got to the point where one day it was like, you know what? I'm enjoying my life and my life comes first and I'll take care of these things as they need taken care of. And just go take care of those as they need to be taken care of. And once I made that shift and put the attention on my life and my daughter's life and the lives of the people around me that were good people and doing what I could do to help them, work with them, doing things that needed to be done, doing things that made me feel good. You know, it's like here at the station. Whenever I can do something that helps the station out, I feel good. Whenever I come on the air, I feel good because I'm doing something. And I know there's at least one person out there that enjoys it as much as I do. And anything else that I do, that's the way I've been approaching it. And those are the things that are my life, and that's where my energy has been. Now, there's some crap in my life that I have to deal with, and I still have to deal with it. But it's not as much about dealing with it as one day I made the decision of, okay, this stuff is just a process. And there's timelines on the process. And I'll go and do what I need to do and fall within the timelines, and it's good to go, and I'm done. And just do what I have to do. You know, some of those, it means spending a couple of days staring at a computer screen.
Yeah.
You know, spending some hours staring at a windshield.
Sure.
And things like that. You know what? That's okay. Those are the smaller moments in my life. And I'll focus on them while I'm doing them. Because when I'm done, they're not a part of the rest of my life, which is the bigger part, which is the life that's about me and my friends and my family being happier.
Yes.
You know, that's the bigger part of my life. And it took making that shift because all the things that, I'll be honest, all the things you were telling me, there were days when it just frustrated me to no end because I'm like, my God, how is this going to happen? How can I even do this or anything else? Because I've got to deal with this huge issue over here that has to be taken care of. And it's very important. There's lives at stake with it. And, you know, lives that are going to be affected for a couple generations in my family. And I had to deal with it. And finally, it was like, I'm not going to deal with it anymore. I'm not going to deal with it anymore. I'm going to do what I have to do. It's a process. Once I put it down as a process and stepped back, then I slowly started shifting into everything else that I needed to do for me, you know, for my immediate family, for my extended family, which is my friends and everything. I'm an only child, so my family, you know, everybody sitting here in this room right now is part of my family.
Absolutely.
And, you know, doing the things that I can do with them, for them, and things like that. And, you know, my family in turn is doing the same thing. But it took that shift of in this instance, you know, it wasn't so much pushing through the chaos. I pushed through the chaos, which was that illusion in my life.
Yes.
That was the chaos, was that illusion. I pushed through the chaos and looked over and went, God, there's this blob I got to deal with over here. And you know what? I'm just going to go around it. And when I have to deal with it, I'll step back and I'll do what I got to do. But then I'm going to keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's, I hate to say it, I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to take pieces of this garbage with me as I need to. And as I go along the way, I'm going to shed pieces of this garbage.
Yes.
I'm going to do what I need to do to keep making pieces go away. And it's almost to the point now to where, okay, I've still got this garbage here. And just to throw it out there, it's a legal battle that I've been involved in, a big legal issue. And I got a stack of paperwork that's 2.5 feet thick right now. Now it's to the point to where I've shoved it away as garbage. It's turning around to where it's no longer going to be garbage. It's starting to be an opportunity.
Yes. Yes. Because it's the same pile. You are looking at it from a slightly different perspective.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I moved over and I no longer let it consume my life. It no longer consumed who I was, defined who I was or what I was going through or anything else. There was no more definition to it other than it's a process. And my life became the things that are good for me and the people around me.
I knew you would get here, my friend. I love seeing a timeline activated. This is awesome.
Shut up. That was a very eloquent way of saying, I told you so.
I am thrilled, though. I am thrilled.
So there, your co-host just confessed his life over on the air and said, yeah, guess what? I'm human. I'm pretty dang human.
you are, and so am I. And I was driving back saying, oh, God, I got to put my life first over all these things. And we were having this big conversation, and I get that. And it's valuable that you share this with people.
It's so nice, though, because I got to say I told you so to you.
You did. I know. I know. I told you so to each other at different points. Yep. I told you so. I told you so.
And then
too.
We laugh.
I know.
We totally laugh about it. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Dang it. You were right.
Like, yeah. All right. I knew that was going to, well, you knew that was going to happen. And I knew that was going to happen. And this is the point, though, yep. Is the beautiful point that you're making, Roy, is that whatever it is that you, if you're listening today and you have something that is consuming you, and it could be something enormous. And I happen to know what your issue was, Roy, and it was mighty enormous. And so it will just take a big, enormous issue. Remember that if it is dead stopping you, No issue is meant to dead stop us. Now, emotionally, we will be stopped. We will have to evaluate spiritual lessons, emotional lessons, psychological lessons. Things will come up that require our attendance. However, if you're finding that something is sucking too much of your energy, after a while, and we're going to call it pull the Roy. Go around the mountain. Just go around the mountain. Doesn't mean you're going to ignore the mountain. It doesn't mean that the mountain doesn't exist. Pull a Roy. Just go around the mountain. And I have done this myself in my own life when there were impassable chasms. I thought, well, that's okay. I guess I'm traveling along this canyon wall for as long as this canyon is going to be this mm-hmm. deep until I get to the other side and until it meets up again with the land. And the thing that, again, I hear a lot of is beautiful, wonderful, brilliant, capable people who have been told by other people that they are not that person. And they have, as you had stated earlier about your own life journey, had believed this. We all have been that person. There have been times I have believed things about myself that are not true, that took a great deal of transcendence to get through.
Own your own story. Don't let other people write your story for you. Write your own story.
Absolutely. Write your own story and allow yourself to go those growth curves and arcs of characters. I have seen the power just even recently of someone saying, you know what? I've been doing this exact same thing for this many years. Holy cow. Just like our caller Tammy from Georgia. I don't know why. I don't want to do that anymore. I'm not going to do that. And so when all of a sudden that I'm not going to do that, I'm going to draw an analogy to a real cheesy 1980s slasher movie, A Nightmare on Elm Street. The very end of A Nightmare on Elm Street, the girl who is plagued by Freddy Krueger the entire time, and everybody's so scared, and oh, Freddy, 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 and they give Freddy all their power, and they give Freddy all their fear, and they can't go to sleep because Freddy will get them, and they give Freddy everything. The very end of the movie, Freddy, of course, goes and eats the mom and pulls her into a waterbed and kills the boyfriend of the girl and terrorizes her with every deepest fear she has. And at the very end, she looks right at him and she's over it. And she says, you know what? No, you're not real. I'm done. And she turns around and walks off. And Freddy Krueger's diving through the air and he just disappears into thin air. Poof. Because that is the nature of evil. She dispowered the mountain and it was gone. And you guys, if 1980 something, something, something could get this right spiritually with the Freddy Krueger ending, you know, of course, I know the really hokey one of him popping back up or whatever came. But that is actually what we do when we disempower that which frightens us. Roy, really quickly before we run out of time, I don't mean to cut you off. We're running down. We've got 1 minute left here about. Really quickly, where can people find you?
Oh, they can find me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/anotherhuman. You can go to 10starrecords.com and connect with me there. You can also look me up at 10 Star Records on Facebook. That's another way to find me there. Let's see, where is it? LinkedIn. Go to LinkedIn. You can find me, Roy Pack, on LinkedIn. I'm available there as well, and my professional services are also listed there.
Fantastic. You guys can always find me, of course, on Facebook, Danielle Agnew, EGNEW dot psychic medium, or Danielle Agnew. Catch me this weekend, October 11th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Fit Body Boot Camp here in Billings, doing psychic readings, health related. Come visit us next week here on The Soul.